Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, thank you for joining me for today's episode. I was going to do a different topic this week until I was hanging out with the Lord outside this morning, and as I was watching leaves starting to fall from the trees, I heard the Holy Spirit speak to my heart and say, each season has its own beauty. And I had recently touched on grief seasons in a weekly Word of Hope email, and so I thought it might be good to talk about it in a podcast episode. Now, all of us, myself included, are in a season of grief. Most of you listening are in the winter season. When our child dies, we feel like winter has come into our lives. Nothing grows. Everything is brown and drab, at least if you live like in Wisconsin or one of these northern states. It is a very long, dark, difficult season, and it seems to go on and on like it will never end. And the further north you live, at least here in the States, the more you experience what that is like in nature when it's winter. You may be in a deep freeze winter season in your life. However, it is a season, and spring always follows winter. Spring is when new life returns. Let me say it again. No matter how harsh or how long the winter has been, spring always returns. Some years it's later than others, but it happens. Little green buds start coming out on the trees. The grass goes from being brown to green. Farmers start planting their fields and little shoots begin to rise from the brown dirt. Flowers start to bloom. Robins and birds begin to appear along with butterflies and bees and other creatures we haven't seen through the winter. Right now, here in the U.S., we are heading from summer season into the fall season or autumn, which is why the leaves are starting to fall from the trees. Many of my friends say that fall is their favorite season. Now, I do love fall with all of its splendor in the north when the trees turn all those beautiful, gorgeous colors. It can be absolutely breathtaking. But spring is my favorite season. I love watching what looked old and dead come into full life with so much green and watching an endless array of colorful flowers begin to blossom all over the place. Have you noticed in the spring how things seem to have their own time to bloom? Sometimes growth comes out right away, and other times it seems to take a lot longer, even making us wonder if it's going to ever happen at all. And this can be like our grief. Things like, when will I stop hurting so bad? Or I don't think I will ever enjoy life again. These are things we think and say, especially those first 2 or 3 years after the death of our child. Things are so colorless. We feel bitterly cold and dead inside. We can't see a way out. And we think this is how it's going to be for the rest of our lives. I've had several moms tell me that they did not think they would ever or could get past the darkness. But then 2 years or 3 years or 5 years or sometimes even more after their child's death, something starts stirring inside them and they want to start feeling alive again. And I see this as a sign that the winter of grief is coming to a close and the new growth of spring is on its way. As a matter of fact, I heard from 2 bereavers just this week how this is the first year they've been able to hit those difficult dates without falling apart. One of them said she and her husband were finally able to celebrate their son's birthday years later instead of dreading it. And another one told me just like 2 or 3 hours ago that this is the first year on the anniversary of her young son's death, and this is 9 years later, that she was not incapacitated by grief. There is no right or wrong amount of time for us to be in that dark, suffocating winter place of grief. But wherever you are in this journey, just like spring always follows winter and day always follows night, Hope will follow despair. Light will follow the darkness. It is not always going to feel like you died along with your child. Meaning and purpose will come into your life again. Now, here in Wisconsin, we look for robins. That's a bird that shows up when spring is on its way. However, there are a lot of years when we start seeing robins and then more snow comes and it's like, oh, those poor things. One thing that I have learned is that we continue to go through seasons of grief over the years. It's like we go through the cycle, the seasons. And what worked for us to get through one year may not work the next year. We may start a tradition for something like their birthday, which goes for several years, and then suddenly for no reason, it just seems to fall apart. So I want you to expect the unexpected. Take it year by year, and don't be surprised if things change over the years on how you deal with certain dates or events, because you will change how you feel about certain things, and those around you will change how they feel. There may come a time where something you used to do that was really important is no longer a big deal. It doesn't mean that you're leaving your child behind. It doesn't mean you're a terrible person. It's just you're entering a different season of your grief. There may come a time where something is still extremely important to you, but it's not to anyone else, and you're going to need to learn to be okay with it. Just do what you need to do to get through each event, realizing it may change from year to year or over time, and we can go back and forth through those seasons. We're going to cycle through those. We may, you know, the winter and the spring comes and then summer and autumn, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves in that place of winter again in our grief. So the four seasons of grief, we've talked about winter and about spring. So what about summer and fall? I think summer in our grief is when we finally feel alive again. Summer is when a lot of extra activities happen. We like to go outside and enjoy the warmth of the sun as long as it isn't too hot, right? Most people take vacations in the summertime. They get away from day-to-day life. They go enjoy new places and have new experiences. Summer seems to be a time when things thrive. The sunlight just, it actually gives us an emotional boost, literally. Life is good. And we want it to stay like this. We go swimming. We just do all kinds of things in the summertime, right? And then comes fall. Beautiful colors. Lots of things like apples and pumpkins and crisp, cool air and toasty, warm drinks. It's also harvest time. This is a time when life can feel bountiful. And when I think of fall, I kind of think of almost like a sigh of contentment. And without my even thinking it through until literally just now as I was putting this together, we've just gone through a full cycle. Winter, where things are cold and dead. We feel like we've died. Everything around us is frozen in time. However, this is a time when life is dormant. It's not dead, and there's a difference. And spring proves that. Because spring is a time when buds start popping out. It's a time when life starts to return. Colors pop up around us. Birds are singing. Flowers are giving off a sweet smell, which then turns into summer. Somehow, we discover life really does have meaning and purpose again, and it's not in spite of your child's death, but because of his or her life. You find yourself living again with warmth and even fun and happiness and laughter. And at some point, we realize that we're at peace. We're in the time of fall or autumn. We are content to live out our life for however long we remain here. It's not that we don't still miss our child or even cry buckets of tears at times, but we're settled in our soul. And there's a contentment that you can't put into words. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, oak trees, that's one of the trees that you can watch it go through these four seasons. In the spring, they bud with new growth. In the summer, they're full of green leaves, just full. And the autumn causes the leaves to change into beautiful colors. Eventually, these leaves fall to the ground, and they leave a dead-looking tree through the winter. These oak trees, their roots go deep though. They endure storms, great winds, ice and snow. It also absorbs the sun and the rain. And all of this is needed to bring an oak tree to its place of full maturity. And I think this is an amazing picture of us. we truly can go from our place of deep grief, our place of despondency, despair, hopelessness, confusion, even feeling like we've died ourselves, to being like a fully mature tree producing fruit. That big oak tree starts out so small, and that little acorn has to be buried in the ground, buried, right? Breaking out of the shell and popping to the surface takes so long that we think it's died. We think nothing is even there. We think we have died along with our child, don't we? We just feel like that. Like some people say, I died, they just forgot to bury me. It can take so long to feel joy and meaning again that it confirms the darkness of our thoughts that we'll never get back out into light and life again. The growth can be so slow that we don't think anything is even happening. And even though there's no apparent life in us, we are just dormant for our season of winter deep grief. But you and I eventually become stronger through the storms as we continue to soak up provided nourishment, even though it doesn't seem like it. And in that place of maturity, an oak tree buds and blossoms, producing fruit. And so will we. Even becoming a place where others can come for shelter, we can become grieving parents sharing hope. You can become a grieving parent sharing hope to other parents. Or you may find yourself producing fruit in other areas of your life. You may not feel like it, but you are a mighty oak tree with the ability to become strong and stable after something as horrific as the death of your child. Seasons. Some are short, some are long. Some of them we enjoy, some of them are full of pain and heartache. But seasons always change. They go from one to the next. Now, many years ago, in the first house Dave and I ever bought, there was a bush in our front yard that normally had beautiful, deep pink flowers on it. But for a couple of years, it stopped blooming and it looked like it was dying. It pretty much looked dead. So toward the end of summer one year, I chopped this thing down to almost nothing and I waited for spring. And to my amazement, it grew back and it was full of more beautiful flowers than it ever had been in the years before. You may feel like you have been chopped down to nothing and that you will never bloom again. You may think you will live the rest of your life feeling like it's winter. That makes me think of a verse in Job. It's Job 14:7, and it says, there is hope for a tree if it is cut down, that it will sprout again and its shoots will not fail. I love that verse. And you may feel like you are that tree that's been cut down, but spring always comes. The shoots always come from that tree that has been chopped down. Your life is not over. It may take a while, but there is still life in you to be lived, and it can and it will be beautiful again. Now, how do I know this? Because you have the seed of hope living in you, because God's resurrection power is at work in you. Just like you can't see the work being done in a seed under the ground, you may not be able to feel or see God at work in you, but that's okay. One day it will break through and you will start to see and feel the warmth and the beauty of life around you. Right now, you may not want a new life without your child, and that's okay. Just allow yourself to think of the possibility that maybe someday you will be able to see that it is possible. And if nothing else, remind yourself that God has made everything new for your child, and you will have that same thing happen when you join him or her. While I'm talking about seasons, I am going through a season in my life right now where this podcast is going to need to come out every other week instead of weekly. Now, this has been an agonizing decision that I have taken a long time with because I know how much of a lifeline this is for some of you because you tell me that. I don't want to disappoint anyone. I want to be here for you, but I believe that this is something God has instructed me to do while I'm in this season that he has me in right now. It will probably be through the end of the year, possibly for 6 months. I'm not sure, But please know you are constantly in my heart and in my thoughts and my prayers, even though I am not here behind this microphone every week. Now, I did mention the Weekly Word of Hope at the beginning, which is an email I send out on Wednesdays, every Wednesday, with a word of encouragement, and that will continue each week. So if you don't get it, you might want to. We don't send out a bunch of spammy emails along with it. We don't share your email address with anyone. You're safe with us. It's also very easy to unsubscribe when you no longer want to receive it. So if you want to still make sure you get something from me every week, just go to gpshope.org/hope. All we need is your name and the email address that you want this weekly word of hope sent to. Now here's something else along the line of changing seasons. With fall coming up, I want to make sure you know about something we have that's available on the GPS Hope website. You can wear a message of hope to give others, which can also be a reminder for yourself, because we have all kinds of shirts with what I say at the end of each podcast episode, "Hold on, pain eases, there is hope." That's written across the front of the shirt. With cooler weather on the way, with fall coming, you may want to take a look at the long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, and sweat jackets with all the different sizes and different colors. So just go to the store tab on the GPS Hope website to see them. They're in the GPS Hope store. I'll also put a link to that in the show notes. Let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. Christina Michelle Lee was born on August 26th and is forever 26. Daniel Budd was born on August 29th and is forever 4 years old. Victoria Botto was born on August 30th and is forever 20. We celebrate with these families the day these children came into the world. It will always be a special day. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced the week of his or her birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill in the information we need, including the pronunciation, if your child's name is sometimes mispronounced, because I want to be able to say it correctly for you. Just submit that, and then the week of his or her birthday, they will be shared with the other listeners. As each one of us continues here on this earth without our child, we're going to go through seasons of change, whether we like it or not. Some of these are going to be small, others may be huge. Either way, life goes on and the rest of the world keeps going. And at the beginning, that really hurts. But in the long run, when you think about it, that's a good thing, because it helps us to realize that those around us who have also faced the deep grief of losing their child, they've managed to move with the changes and the seasons of life. And seeing others who are able to live again beyond the death of their child gives us hope for the season, the winter season that you may be in. Seasons, like I said, will always change. Spring always follows winter. Summer always follows spring. And yes, autumn always follows summer. I believe one reason God did this was to be a reminder in nature all around us of His faithfulness in our lives. As we come into this fall season, let it be a reminder to you as a symbol of hope that a new season is coming. If you're still in the winter season of your grief, it's okay. Just know at some point the season will change and spring will come. God says so in His Word, and He backs it up in His creation. So hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.